I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A U.S. official says it's believed the attacks today outside the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, were from the Islamic State group. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The official, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing operations, says members of the U.S. military were wounded in the attack, which involved two suicide bombers and gunmen.
Russian officials say at least 13 people were killed, 15 wounded. The Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan grew out of disaffected Taliban members who hold an even more extreme view of Islam. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed the blasts, saying one was near an airport entrance, the other a short distance away by a hotel. NATO's chief condemned the twin suicide bombings at the airport as a horrific terrorist attack that targeted desperate Afghans. At least one suspect is in custody after a shooting at the county courthouse in Kankakee, Illinois. A mayoral assistant says there is no longer any danger to the public. I'm Ed Donahue.